This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle hour, the hour of miracles, signs and wonders. And to God be the glory. It's Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Get ready to be blessed in Jesus' name. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And Jesus is Lord. We serve a mighty God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Piercing Darkness Show, it's about lifting up Jesus and glorifying His name. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Once again, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. We want to hear from you today. If you have a problem in your life and a challenge and you need God's counsel, wisdom and guidance and help in any way, the Lord will give you that help and He will give you the deliverance you need. You can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Sally.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
It's gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Sally. They ran tests three times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Don't miss your miracle August 18th and 19th at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We look forward to see you at the Citywide Crusade at the Kravis Center. Mark your calendar. You're all invited. It's going to be an amazing time to experience the power of God. If you do not get the Kravis Center, the address is 8701. Okeechobee Boulevard. That's 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. That's where we're going to be. So look forward to see you there. The glory of God is going to be so powerful. Miracles are going to happen. And the sick shall be prayed for. And the Lord is the healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says when evening was come, they brought unto Him those that were sick, and He healed them. And the Lord wants to touch you and to bless you. So we are in the last days, and God is pouring His Spirit upon all flesh. So we're experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And in our ministry, I'm not afraid to pray for the sick. We believe in praying for the sick and seeing God's hand move. Last Sunday, we had an incredible miracle that God did when a woman came to the service with a broken arm, and the Lord touched her and healed her right there. The broken arm, if God fixed the bone, and she's totally free from all her pain. That's what the Lord does when you believe. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which you think or ask, according to His power that dwells in us. So the woman came with a severe condition, and the cast was removed. To the glory of God, now she's okay and no more pain. And she had the doctor's appointment. Went to the doctors, they checked, everything is okay. And we give God glory. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. So you can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. And we want to stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life, in your health, in your situation, and see that He gets all the glory. These are the last days, and we're experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So you can call your friends to join us on this broadcast. They can join us by simply going to our website, which is powerevangelism.net, and the best is yet to come. We're going to hear testimony, and this testimony is going to bring glory to God, because it's not a walk of a man, but the walk of the Holy Spirit. Let's see what God did for this wonderful family that can believe in God for a miracle for their baby, and God touched them. Jesus can do the same for you.
Took away whatever complications this young girl had, moved the baby's situation, fixed it. This is when I was in Aiken in February. Yes, can you zoom this one in so they can see it on the screen? Can you go there and put on the screen, brother Steve? Give us this shot. Look at that miracle. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So the Lord moved in that situation immediately.
With this baby, she was born with this called hyperleftplasty, which means only one side of her heart was functioning. So God showed up and showed out. Yeah.
Stretch your hand and say, Father, you begun a good work in this family. You shall be faithful to accomplish it. Let this baby grow to serve you, to do your will, to reach souls for the glory of God, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that powerful testimony. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God glory for those testimonies. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus be glorified forever and ever. And the people say it, amen. Hallelujah. 561-337-9008. Call for prayer. Jesus is Lord. Today we're going to talk about the power of God, the miracles, His glory, what He does when we believe, and how to be free from bandages of hell. And all these testimonies you're going to hear, remember, it's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is on the throne, and He reigns forever.
I had a loan, a student loan. It was like back then. And last week, I received a paper. And when I received it, it was like about $20,000. And when I called them and I was like, how am I going to pay that student loan? And the lady was like, well, just give $3,000 and everything closed. And I said, let me call you back. So I talked to my husband. My husband was like, oh, just give them the $3,000 and close it. I said, no, the Lord is going to pay for it. Not only they pay for it, and I called back in the next week, and I called the lady, and I said, I have a student loan. I was trying to close the student loan. Then she was like, what is your name? Then I give her my name. Then she said, what's your social? I give her my social. She was like, I don't see anything in your name. What are you talking about? So I give God praise.
Now hold on 1 second. Hold on. How many of you were there Sunday night? You saw. Get up on your feet, clap to Jesus, then sit down. Give Jesus a standing ovation. You were there on Sunday. You were there on Sunday when we did supernatural bill cancellation. Now you may be seated. Go ahead, sister. I want you to
God be the glory for the powerful testimony. It's not the work of a man, the work of the Holy Spirit, and He does all those miracles to bring glory to His name. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with them that believe.
I want to give God praise because last year I took my daughter in for her regular yearly exam, and the pediatrician found a problem in her heart, and she was extremely concerned about it, so they made us an emergency appointment with the cardiologist in Boca. So when I came to the crusade here in Port St. Lucie, after the service, Apostle prayed over her. picture because she wasn't even with me. He laid hands on her picture, and he prayed, and he told me that when I went to the doctor that everything was going to be fine. So I took her to the cardiologist, and they hooked her up to all these different machines, about five different machines. The doctor went out and called all of his partners. They came back in, and they told me, we don't know what the problem is, but we can't find anything wrong with her. So I give God praise.
Give God praise for that powerful testimony. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. And that's what happened there. The Lord set her daughter free from the bondages of hell because she came in the glory. And that's what we do. When you come in the glory, God is going to touch you and is going to deliver you because nothing is impossible with him. All you have to do is believe and he will do it for you. In Jesus' name. 561-337-9018. Let the gospel be preached. Let Jesus be lifted up and draw souls unto himself. He said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. And that's what we do. We lift up Jesus and he draws souls unto himself. As we lift him up, he will be glorified. So we encourage you to join us at the Crivey Center for two nights of miracles, and it's going to be an amazing time. To the glory of God is going to be revealed and it's going to manifest in this crusade, and we're going to see souls set free at this crusade. Join us and come experience the glory and the power of God, because nothing is impossible with them that believe. When you believe, you'll experience his power and his glory. So we invite you to join us at the two nights of miracles at the Crivey Center. It's going to be an amazing time in the glory of God. Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible with him when you believe. Trust him and he will be glorified in your life. Take limits off God, because God is able to do exceedingly above all that which you think or ask according to his power that dwells in us. And nothing is impossible. 561-337-918. Call for prayer.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. That we went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests three times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Don't miss your miracle, August 18th and 19th, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
I'm excited about the crusade. I look forward to see you. Jesus is going to be glorified because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we invite all of you to come and join us at the Citywide Crusade. This is going to be held at the Kravis Center. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. So for to see you there, invite your family and friends, and they should come expecting a touch from the Lord. Now, the address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. They brought a woman to church last Sunday night. She came with a broken arm and a cast around it. And the Lord spoke to me to pray for us. So we took, you know, I told her, you know, you're not for a miracle. So God healed her totally. And the pain was gone. The broken arm was totally fixed. Her appointment was the next day, Monday, and she went to the doctor to surprise the doctor with the good news. When Jesus comes, the power of the enemy is broken. And that's the God we serve. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Another woman came with an urgent prayer request situation because her son had lost his mind and ran away. He was doing crazy things to himself. So I called his mind back, prayed for him, and God delivered him, and he came back to testify. She came back to testify on Friday that her son's mind was back. And we give God glory for that powerful testimony. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. All things are possible when you believe.
I want to give God praise. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. I'm walking here with a miracle, my baby. God is an awesome God. I went to the hospital with my baby because she had a fever. And I told the doctor that my daughter had sickle cell. And then the doctor said, "Who told you the baby has sickle cell?" And then they did a test on her. When they did the test, guess what, everybody? Her blood was normal. And I want to give God praise. Hallelujah.
How many of you remember during the 40-day fast? Where's the grandmother?
To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. The daughter was brought. The grandmother, you see, the mother of this girl was invited by the baby's grandmother to the service. And the doctors had diagnosed the baby with a sickle cell situation. And a very young baby with sickle cell, that was really heartbreaking. But, you know, she came during the fast. We're doing a 40-day fast. She came and attended the service. And the Lord removed all the sickle cell. When they went back to the hospital, there was no trace of sickle cell. To God be the glory for that powerful testimony. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God praise for that. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's the one that took away that sickle cell out of this baby. And the baby has no sickle cell. Baby is totally healed. And to God be the glory for the powerful testimony. When you come to Jesus and believe, the Lord will touch you and heal you and deliver you and set you free. And you will have a testimony also. Just like the other sister that testified earlier, she experienced a miracle of debt cancellation, $20,000. Only Jesus can do those kind of miracles. I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. God will take the yoke off you. But the yoke of bondage must not stay. The Lord wants to deliver you today from any yokes of bondage. But you have to believe. So call 561-337-908. The prayer line is on. Those of you joining us on Facebook and also on Periscope, you're welcome to this live broadcast of Piercing Darkness. And Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. I believe that God is doing a quick work. And he's doing it for his glory. We're going to hear another testimony. Testimony is build faith. God wants to do the same for you if you believe.
Find her. Find Raquel. Bring her right here. She lost a lot of hair and God caused it to grow. Find her quickly. Well, they bring her here. Listen to this. Most people don't know how to receive a miracle. Come here. This woman you see here had a dream when her hair was falling off. What happened?
I had a dream that I saw my hair was cut. And in a period of 3 weeks after that dream, all my hair fell off to the point where it was about this short. And I was so devastated. I went to Apostle and he told me, he said, "Believe, I'm going to pray for you and God's going to restore your hair." And the Lord did it for me.
Let's see what God did for you. While she's showing you what God did for her, can you believe to get to something? God bless you. That is supernatural hair. Come back. That is supernatural. That's a supernatural. That's not, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. That's supernatural. Shout hallelujah. How many of you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Receive. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe.
It is Jesus who did that for her. That's why her hair is longer, because of a supernatural hand of God touching her. God is a creator, and he did a creative miracle for our sister right there. And she's testifying about it, because it's what happens when you're in the presence of God. The Lord begins to move, and he begins to eradicate those problems out of your life. You got to come in the atmosphere where God is moving, and you see him move, and they'll touch your life. So the atmosphere is set, and right in your home where you are, you're going to receive a touch from the Lord. I'll be back after this message. 561-337-908.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. That we went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Don't miss your miracle, August 18th and 19th, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
All of you are invited to the crusade at the Kravis Center. Mark your calendar. It is the 18th and 19th, just a month away from now. So you're all invited to come and experience God's glory and power. Mark your calendar. Praying and fasting and believing God to touch lives and change lives for his glory. And the best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. You need more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us on the prayer line, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. Book your flight. Make plans to come. Those of you in the lock within the vicinity around here, just take the day off. And if your wedding is on that day, postpone it. I know, because God's going to be doing mighty things and you don't want to miss it. So look forward to see you in this crusade. I'm going to take you to a moment. Recently, we were in youth camp and God was doing mighty things. And God gave me some prophetic words. I was prophesying on the kids and praying for them. And I'm going to give you a little taste of what was happening there to the glory of God.
I'll give you praise. Emerson, come here very fast. You're free. Come. Lift your hands up. The devil had planned to bring addiction to you. I destroyed the plan of the enemy. And may God protect you and keep you healthy. Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the hands of God. Susie, come here. Give you praise. Somebody here. Lift your hands up. The Lord is delivering you from rejection. All rejection that was set before you and against you to fight your life is destroyed. The Lord loves you so much, and he has a plan for your life. God knows you by your name. And God cares about you a lot. And this is a word from the Lord. Fear not, but trust in me with all your heart. He knows you. And he loves you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Ashley, come here. Very fast. Lift your hands up. You are surrounded by ungodly people, but in your heart you love God. And that has helped you to stay protected from the wicked. May your love for God increase. Tough man, get up. Stop right here. You need to stop running away. Watch your head. I want to lift up your hands and say, I believe and I receive. Bradley, come here. Say, I believe and I receive. Say it again. So one more time, begin to thank God. Begin to lift your hand up. Begin to thank God. Wave your hands and thank Him. Close your eyes. I destroy addiction to bad images. Set you free from that attack. In Jesus' name. Wave your hands. Vanisha, come here. Run.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was the moment so the prophetic was moving and people were being really blessed and words of knowledge were coming and revelation knowledge. You know, God really revealed things to prophets concerning his people so we can pray for them and so they can be blessed. So God has not forgotten you. Regardless of what you're going through, he knows what you're going through and wants to bless you. I want to share the word of God, but just to remind all of you, the listeners out there, you can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. And those of you joining us on Periscope, I'm about to share the word of God to help build your faith because I know God wants to take you to the next level of faith. You just have to believe. So prepare. Yes, I see people from Hawaii joining me on Periscope. God bless you from Hawaii. God bless you from Nepal. God bless you from wherever you may be. Let the Lord's word transform you and bless you in Jesus' name.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. That we went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Don't miss your miracle, August 18th and 19th, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You're all invited to the Kravis Center, August the 18th and the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a citywide crusade. The glory of God is going to be present. And when the glory comes, miracles happen. I just shared a testimony of a woman that fell at a job, broke her arm, and you could see the work that the doctors did to try to help her fix it, but she was in a lot of pain, and they put something around her cast, and she came to the service, and God told me, this is a night. So I went and prayed for her, and the prayer for the Lord to fix the bone, God fixed the bone. She could not even move her fingers at all, but after I prayed for her, the Lord began to move in her arm. She began to move her fingers and move her arm. She couldn't find no pain. And she had a doctor's appointment the next day. So it was amazing that the Lord totally healed her. And we give God glory. That's the God we serve. Sometimes he will move in very unusual ways like that. And another woman came to the service, and the baby had been not responding, and she's pregnant, and her husband and her came to the service. It was a prayer meeting. And they sit in the crowd, and the Lord, by word of revelation and knowledge, took me where they were, brought them to the altar, and they didn't tell me their problem, but God really moving upon me to pray for, to minister to them. So I asked one of the singers to sing a song, and when she began to sing the song, it activated the atmosphere, and the baby began to respond and move and kick, and the baby's alive. And when they went to the doctors, they saw everything is fine. We serve a miracle working God. Jesus is Lord. And you see, abortion is not the will of God. And God don't want people to be aborting babies. And the Bible says, God knew you before you found your mother's womb. You think about it. If you're planning to abort that baby, what if your mother aborted you? So I don't believe in abortion, and I think it's not right. And even the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. But today I want to share the word of God to help build your faith. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. Also, those of you watching on Periscope or Facebook, you can share this and invite your followers to tap into the word, because what I'm going to share in the next few minutes is going to help build your faith, because these are the last days and Jesus is coming back soon. We need to prepare for the Lord's return. It says in Psalm 106, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, his love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. So God is good and his mercy endures forever. So we see what God is doing. He's doing a quick work, a great work, and his mercy which endureth forever is at work. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? God is full of wonders. He's magnificent, that every time you blink an eye, there is a wonder coming forth from him. So who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? We can never run out of words to praise him. We can never run out of what to say, because he is always revealing himself in such a tremendous way. But what the enemy wants to do is to break your focus and take your focus off the Lord and place your focus on your problems and your challenges. And that's where he breaks your focus and hinders you, so you don't see God in his magnificent power. Verse 3, blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. I'm going to say one more time. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. We serve a mighty God who is good and his mercy endureth forever. So if we are seeking God, and we're seeking him with all our heart and trust him. So let me talk about trusting God. When you trust God, you trust him with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. You trust God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. This is not something we do in understanding. We do it by revelation. You trust the Lord with all your heart. It's by revelation and not by, you know, understanding. A lot of people get distracted by what the devil is doing. And if you're relying on the Lord to guide you by his spirit, he will guide you by his spirit. And tradition makes the word of God of no effect. So today I want to expose the loopholes in your life that hinder you from trusting God, so you can deal with them and be free. Let's talk about these loopholes. You see, let me read the scripture one more time. Here it says, and verse 5, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving him praise. So, let's look at the scripture and see what the scripture says. God has given us a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. So the Spirit of God brings liberty. So when you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. God has given us faith. When you hear the word of God, it activates faith in you. God has given us love. When we see Jesus coming here on earth and see him dying on the cross for our sin, that love that was shed on the tree. So what else are you asking for? He's given us Jesus. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us revelation. So the Spirit of God unlocks the depth of his love in us. So that's what the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. I'll bless the Lord, and his praise will continue in my heart 24/7. So we're going to deal with the doors that you open, and those doors will close and you'll be free. Let's talk about those doors that need to be closed. Anger. The Bible said, be angry, but sin not. Be angry, but sin not. So, if you have anger, God wants to deliver you from the anger. But you have to renounce the anger today so you can be free from anger. The Bible said, be angry, but sin not. So, if you have anger in you, God wants to deliver you from anger so you can be free. And sin not. I'm going to say one more time. Be angry, but sin not. So, why do people today carry anger? The Bible says anger abides in the bosom of fools. So, he's not saying that you're a fool because you're angry. No. This is what is going on. When you have anger in you and it's embedded in your system, if you have anger in you and it's embedded in your system, it reduces your perception of God. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So people do things to get you angry. Lack of meeting the expectations you have in your life could cause you to be angry. And you can't see the love of God because now you're angry. Disappointments, rejections, things that people say about you, people that critics say about you, skeptics, stuff that are going on in your life that can work as a hindrance to the move of God in your life and try to hinder you from giving thanks to God, but you're full of sadness, dejection, confusion, and torment in your mind. So when you're being tormented about the things in your mind, in your heart, and they begin to hinder you from seeing what God is doing and where God wants to take you, because now you're defiled. So once you're defiled, then you're hindered. And once you're hindered, you're destroyed. So God wants you to be free from anger. So when you're dealing with anger, first of all, you have to understand that it is normal for a human being to be angry. And when you're angry, this is what happens. It leads you to making wrong judgments and misunderstandings and unwise decisions. So today, that's the way things happen and go on in people's lives. They make bad decisions because they're angry. And they hold onto the anger and let the sun go down. And the next day, the anger turns into resentment or bitterness, which opens up a door for witches to attack you, demonic activity to increase, and even also this affects relationships. many marriages today are in strife because of an argument that could have been let go had anger been dealt with. But when you allow your anger to stay and it leads you to sin, then it's going to hinder your perception of God's love. Be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down with your anger. So I've been teaching about this to help God's children learn how to walk in victory over the enemy. So that's one of the doors that you have to close, the door of anger. Be angry, but sin not. So how do you get rid of anger? Get rid of the heart, the wound. If there is a wound there, ask God to heal it. There's a lot of people that are angry today, see the rate of road rage, bullies, and so much stuff that is going on today in the world that shows what is going on. We have to stop this madness today in our heart. And the only way we can stop it is to allow the Spirit of God to move upon the deep. And once the Spirit of God moves upon the deep, everything will be fine. So when the Spirit of God moves in your situation, He's going to fix it. So He has to move in your situation to help you fix it. So let's look at how to deal with anger. Forgive and love. Love has to be unconditional. You have to forgive, you have to love. Those are very important things. You have to forgive and you have to love. So the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we're commanded to win, not to lose. You have to overcome. So if there is anger and rage in you, you can overcome it. How are you going to overcome it? By loving and forgiving. So you have to love, you have to forgive. You say, well, they didn't apologize. Don't wait for that, because God wants to bless you. And this anger is hindering you, because when the Spirit of God is present, there is joy. So some stuff you people do when they're angry, they do self-destruction. They hurt themselves. They hurt other people. They do revenge. They withdraw themselves. They seek to find miserable people to hang around them, because misery looks for company. Why should you be miserable? The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you can't have your way, if people don't understand you, just celebrate the differences. You know, maybe it's not easy for you, but as you get in the Word of God and dig in the Word is going to help you deal with that area of anger and overcome it in the name of Jesus. I've got more revelation to dig in and help you out. I'll be back after this message. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. That we went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Don't miss your miracle, August 18th and 19th, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to continue to teach on what I've been teaching about. Just to remind you, call 561-337-90 for prayer or for more information. It says in Psalm 106, we're going to look at the other area that you have to close, so you can experience the joy of the Lord and accept God's love and what He's doing in your life. It says in verse Psalm 106, We're going to look at verse 34. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and adopted their customs. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated by their blood. They defiled themselves by what they did. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves. So, defilement and compromise. These areas, once you allow the enemy to creep in, sneak in, he will turn your heart away from God. And that is the pathway to destruction. Once you turn against God without even knowing, because sometimes people do things with knowing or without even knowing. Because you see, it starts by slowly allowing a measure of compromise, which leads to another 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 and another and another and another before you realize you're in serious trouble with the Lord. God wants to bless you. He wants to deliver you. But you are to cry out to him. So, let's talk about this situation. How do we get people that are here on earth to turn to Jesus and see freedom unless we're free? You can't win the lost unless you believe in what you say. So, the church can't be like the world. The church has to be church. God's people have to be God's people. So we inspire those who are lost to come to Jesus. Number two, when you have a relationship with the Lord in your heart, you do not worship idols. You don't get involved in the occult. You don't get involved in transcendental meditation. You don't get involved in other activities that conjure spirits. You know, you don't consult psychics. You don't read palms. You don't offer sacrifice to demons. And this is what they did. So they were defiled. Other ways people defile themselves is what they allow their eyes to watch on TV. You watch occultic shows, you know, the things could defile you. Some of you travel overseas and come back with altars without even knowing. You think they're souvenirs. So these things open up doors for the demonic activity to come and attack you. And then also compromising. When you have children and you know they're living in sin, and then you allow them to bring the sin in your home, they bring defilement. So you say, what do I do? No, you have to say, in my house, as for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord. So everything in you and your house should serve the Lord. So you close the doors to defilement. And stuff that you're allowed to come through your eye, get your ear, gets could defile you. So they distort your way of perceiving God's word. And if you don't perceive God's word in authority and the way it is, then it becomes difficult for you to receive when God is speaking and moving in your heart and in your situation. So the blessing of God makes rich and he adds no sorrow. God wants to bless you and he wants to add no sorrow in your heart. So take that step of faith. Get rid of the anger in your heart. Number two. Stop the defilement. Stop the gossip. Stop the negativity. The things of destruction. You have to look to Jesus with a heart of faith and perceive him in the realm of glory. For he is the name that's above every name. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. He said, how do I follow Jesus? Just carry the cross. You're going to face persecution, rejection. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. So don't be ashamed, because the Lord is always going to come through for you and deliver you. But remember to deal with defilement and anger. Those doors got to be closed. Stop the defilement. Because once you're defilement, once you're defiled, your perception of God is going to change, and doubt is going to become real to you, and unbelief and faith is going to be distant. The word of God is going to be something you not really want to look at. Yet that's where the key for your deliverance is and hope is. I want to finish by saying this. Praise the Lord. Psalm 16 verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So the love of God is ever increasing, ever reaching out. In your circumstance, your situation, in your bondage, the love of God is reaching out. That's why I pray for the sick. Because that's the love of God extended. And I see God heal him, because God loves them. The woman with the issue of blood, she had to touch him. You have to do something. You have to reach out. So we come and hold a crusade in your city or in your region to activate your faith. But you have to reach out. She had to purposely reach out, pressed in through the crowd. And that's how God healed her. The Lord wants to move in your life, but you have to reach out. You have to step out. You say, but I've tried before. It never worked. No, it works. Don't do it like try. Do it. That woman had tried many physicians. They couldn't fix her problem. She said, I'm going to come to the Lord. He's going to fix it. So you have to come to God believing that he will fix it and expect him to do it. And he answers prayer. I want to encourage you to trust him. You see, these are the last days. We see what's happening in the world today. You turn on the news, CNN or has something negative to report. You turn on these networks, you don't know whether they're telling the truth or not telling the truth. It's fabricated and manipulated. I want to tell you where you're going to find the truth. It's in the Word of God. That's where the truth is. And Jesus is coming back soon with the threat of a nuclear war, financial meltdown, natural disasters. You as a believer, you should not be afraid, but you should trust God to keep you in good health, to strengthen you for battle, and to order your footsteps to victory. I'll bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. So I'm going to pray for you right now. If you're watching me on Facebook or on the radio, you're hearing the sound of my voice, and you don't know Jesus Christ in your heart, simply say this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accepted my heart as my personal Lord and my Savior. I am born again in the name of Jesus. Now, if you've received Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Renounce the iniquity and stay in the Word and worship God and love the Word and live according to what the Word of God teaches and see the victories. That's why we do this radio show, is to win souls to Christ. That's why we're on TV. That's why we're doing crusades, is that we may win the lost to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll be back after this message.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.
Open!
Mama. I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects. That we went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
For more information, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561 877-937-9018. Don't miss your miracle August 18th and 19th at the Raymond F. Kravis Center.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We look forward to see you at the Kravis Center. Mark your calendar, 18th and the 19th at exactly 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. You're all invited. Mark your calendar. Take time off and invite your family and friend. And God's going to move in their life. And God's going to touch them. He's going to bless them. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe and you shall receive. You see, Jesus did mighty wonders and miracles when he was on earth. The same spirit that was operating in Jesus is operating today here on earth. We have to come believing, and you're going to be in the glory where the atmosphere is set. So we're not just going to go to a service and just sit there and hear good sermon and go home with our bandages. No, we're going to hear declarations. We're going to be in the atmosphere where the preaching is going to activate our faith to believe God for the impossible. And the atmosphere is going to be set for you to receive your deliverance and to be free from bondages. You see, the devil is a liar. He wants you to stop believing God. He wants to hold you in bondage. The devil is a liar. He wants to hinder you. But you have to trust God to show you the way out of the bondage. So Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. My burden is light. You know, so God wants to give you victory over the enemy. So we're going to pray right now for those of you hearing me on this broadcast, and you're going through a situation in your life and you want to be free. Believe God for the impossible, because nothing is impossible when you believe. Lord, I pray for all those listeners that are hearing me right now and those that are watching me on social media. I pray for their deliverance, for their healing, for their restoration and courage. Those who are discouraged, encourage them. Those who are going through hard times, deliver them. Those who are stressed, set them free from stress. Break the curse of their life. Eliminate bondages. Eliminate demonic activity. Eliminate strife. Eliminate defilement. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, I want to encourage you to read the Bible and believe what the Word of God says about your situation. Because your situation to God is fixed. You say, how? Because God won't let you go through what you can't handle. And I decree and I declare that the storm is over your life. And what you're going through today, may it end. And the torments of hell, may they cease. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that you shall carry the cross and follow Jesus, and you can cast that Lord down in Jesus' name. You see, you had somebody testify how they received a miracle, a financial miracle of over $20,000, debt canceled. Only God can do things like that. So you have to continue to believe God to move in your financial situation as we prayed. And if you want to submit a prayer request, go to our website, powerevangelism.net. You can also watch us on TV every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 1361. And also you can on this station we come every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And go to our website to get more information on our services morning and night, and where we're going to be having our crusade at the Kravis Center. I look forward to see you there. It's going to be an amazing crusade. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible when you believe Jesus is Lord. Trust him.
This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night for a miracle. This is your night.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles Citywide Crusade at the famous Raymond F. Kravis Center, August 18th and 19th, with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Miracles still happen.
You're gonna repeat what I say. Okay, now watch this. Plug it in.